Hello, and welcome to Culture Shocked, the pop culture podcast brought to you by three aging millennials and our outdated opinions. Sometimes, when we get together, we just can't seem to stay focused at the beginning of a session. And sometimes, I hit that little record button and see where it goes. This is one of those times.
You guys know how we've been watching How I Met Your Mother, right?
Mm-hmm.
We finished it, and I found maybe the first person that actually likes the ending.
Oh, God. Oh, so you finished Amber's first watch through?
Yep. Now, she kind of saw it through the eyes that we were meant to see it through. Like, she saw it for what it was, and I think that helped her like the ending a lot more.
Hey.
I'm always on the fence about the ending. Like, me personally, like, I saw where the story was going. Mm-hmm. I figured out the mother was dead before they actually revealed she was dead. And me personally, I'm like, it makes sense that the story went the way it went. Doesn't mean I'm happy with it, but like, I get it.
Adrian,
He
watched it with Amber and now he likes the ending.
If you go back and listen to our Mother versus Friends episodes, I said the exact same thing.
He's like, you know what? This ending's actually pretty good.
Nope. My opinion of the ending hasn't changed at all. Not a fan of it. But
I love Amber for not being a part of, like, you know, the toxic culture. And yeah, just from an outside being like, you know what? I love that show. I love the ending. That's great. You know, I'm glad for her.
Yeah, she really enjoyed the show.
Unironically.
I'm ironically happy for her.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can never do it. That ending will always tarnish something for me. But I'm glad that fans can watch it in 2023 and be like, I don't see the biggest problem.
Oh, yeah, I don't care either. I just wanted to be different.
Yeah, I don't know. I forgot how emotional that fucking show is towards the end.
Did you ask her the question, Friends or How I Met Your Mother?
Oh, I did not ask her that question. Damn it, I didn't even think about that.
Maybe it's too soon, you know, let her, like, take it all in for a few days.
Because I know she's seen both. I'm going to say she's probably going to be more of a Friends fan.
Yeah.
Just for the sheer fact, like, that's more of her generation.
Oh, for sure. Well, hey, everyone's entitled to a wrong opinion. I mean, you know, Corey's an Ohio State fan.
I
mean,
I agree.
I just had to get that recorded.
Now we can't release this now.
Oh, we're Ohio State. We actually work on our defense and don't look at plays.
I know, isn't it? It's so old school.
Totally burnt you. Yeah.
We really need to up our game. And by that, I mean steal everybody else's plays.
As Michigan proceeds to, like, lose to Iowa in the Big Ten championship or something.
I'll be so pissed.
We probably will.
They better win now.
It'll be like a 10-3 kind of game.
Wait, do you hate Iowa more than Michigan?
No, I just don't like losing to a team that's going to lose to Iowa.
The only reason we hate Iowa is because they have Steelers colors.
Yeah, exactly.
That doesn't make sense.
And Delaware stole Michigan's helmet design.
Oh.
Goddamn Joe Flacco's old school.
I mean, the Georgia Bulldogs did not steal the Packers logo.
Oh, yeah.
It was the other way around.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah.
You sons of bitches.
Yeah, the Georgia Bulldogs had that G well before Green Bay took it.
Dude, that's the thing about, like, college teams and shit. These colleges have been around for, like, so much longer than NFL teams.
Yeah. You're
like, the Michigan Wolverines started a football team in 1876.
I like that. That's like the voice of God right there.
Yeah.
Today in sports history, blah, 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 defeated the Blahs 27-42.
It sounds like the most, like, non-sports fan, like, making a sports radio show for their, like, movie. Today, the blah, blah, blahs beat the blah, blah, blah.
That's just for the background of a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The day the earth stood still.
So, I watched a little bit of that video that Tim shared with us. All the things wrong with The Dark Knight Rises. Like, all the plot holes or whatever.
Was it, like, a CinemaSins thing?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Did you know that one of the news articles has a fucking typo in it for heist?
What? Like, it misspelled heist?
Yeah, it's spelled like H-I-E instead of H-E-I.
Idiots.
It's like, no, come on, no.
Yeah, they're lucky they don't work at the Bugle. Jay Jonah would never let that shit fly.
It's true. Well, he probably would, as long if Spider-Man was in the picture, he would be fine with it.
That's true.
I just want pictures of Spider-Man.
Well, speaking of Marvel, what do you guys think of the Pedro Pascal announcement? Well, how you guys feeling about Reed Richards, Pedro?
I think he'll nail it.
This might be because I was more excited for John Krasinski to remain Reed Richards.
Never going
to
be the guy the whole time.
I suppose it makes sense when they let him get tore up like a little bitch that it makes sense that he wasn't going to be the guy. But
right, they gave us a little fan nod and multiverse and like that.
I think that's what it was.
That was always their plan for John Krasinski.
John Krasinski would have made an excellent Reed Richards, and they just
I think people threw it away.
But Pedro Pascal is an excellent actor. Everything he's been fantastic at. Do I think he could pull off the role of Reed Richards? I'm not going to be the one, like, I'm iffy, but at the same time, I'm not going to be like, well, it's just, it doesn't make sense. You can't do it. Cause like, how many fucking times have we been proven wrong when somebody's been like, well, I don't think they can do it. So I'm just going to hold out and wait and see what happens.
I haven't been disappointed by anything he's been in. So I believe
exactly that. I mean, he's a great actor. So,
oh, for sure. Pedro Pascal's he's everywhere now.
Yeah.
Plus I hold a special place in my heart for him since, his first ever appearance was in Buffy.
And besides, it didn't look like him at all in that either.
Oh, I didn't know.
And besides, they could always still have John Krasinski do it in another timeline, because that timeline that Doctor Strange was in wasn't ours, so he could still show up. It's not like he's gone. They're even talking about Ian Grufford making an appearance at some point as the other Mr. Fantastic.
I think there's a rumor that he might make a return for, like, because they're talking about bringing back all these fucking people in Deadpool 3.
They want to bring back Chris Evans as Human Torch just for one scene.
Oh, really?
And he's totally down for it. He loves the idea.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Well, no, Ryan has become such good friends with all these fucking people.
Yeah.
Eventually, I do agree with Tim. We should do a Free Guy movie at some point or episode. Just for the sheer fact of all the crazy fucking shit that's in that movie.
Yeah.
And all the stuff that Ryan, if you count all the cameos that are in that movie, those are all people that are fucking just paying Ryan Reynolds a favor.
Yeah.
Channing Tatum's in that movie.
There's a lot more than you'd realize.
Hugh Jackman's in that movie. Chris Evans is in that movie.
John Krasinski.
Chris Evans' part is fucking great.
Oh, Mike, listen to this.
The Rock.
According to Yahoo.com, Free Guy 2 is anticipated to come out in theaters by 2026 at the earliest. Jesus.
Oh, they're making a second one?
Yeah. As the story of Free Guy 2 is unknown. I do too. However, Mike, the plot could continue from where the first film left off.
Mike, man, you mean you're going to be right.
It picks up where it left off?
So whenever down the line, whenever we talk about Free Guy 2, you have one.
That's just, not everything doesn't need a sequel.
No, they're gonna ruin that. It ended on a beautiful, she figured out he loves her. Blue shirt guy's in a new place. He got his buddy back, but he also has the dude or whatever his name was, the big guy. Also kind of his friend with unfinished code. And Taika Waititi went to prison. Everything kind of wrapped up. They really shouldn't do a sequel.
That's not a movie that needs a sequel. That's not a movie that a sequel even makes sense.
Now, if you do another version where it's not Ryan Reynolds' character anymore, it's a different AI coming to light and for a different circumstance or reason, okay. But if you're bringing those characters back, I don't see logically where it goes.
I agree with that. Yeah. You can't do that with the same characters. It would have to be something else completely.
Rob McElhenney. I'm going to keep going with this until it happens. You have Rob McElhenney be another AI that's starting to learn, and Guy is trying to teach him what he's learning.
You know what? Rob McElhenney did say that him and Ryan Reynolds want to do a movie together.
Yes, I just want them to do something. Adrian, you weren't there for it, but Mike and I talked about who we think we could get to be in a remake of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. And I said, I think Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney would make a great Planes, Trains, and Automobiles movie.
Perfect.
That would be fun.
Yeah. In that situation, Ryan would have to be the straight guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Rob's more of a doofus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you. It's weird to think of Ryan Reynolds as like the straight man, but
he's done it.
If you ever watch Hitman's Bodyguard, he's the straight man in that too. And he nails it. Sometimes the straight man has just as much comedy gold.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The funny part about Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney is you kind of go back and forth and have them both be kind of straight, the straight man at times, and then the dumb character, and like have them switch throughout, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Because both of those, like, I think both of those guys could play either of those roles, honestly. Like, you could do Ryan as like the bumbling one and McElhenney as like serious businessman, or vice versa. Yeah.
They're very similar people. They are. It's crazy how they found each other.
I'd have to really think about it. I'm trying to think of like the perfect movie I'd like to see those two in.
Yeah, Mike threw that at me during the episode. I was not ready for that question.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, that would be fine. But Steve Martin and John Candy kind of had, there was something different about those two that worked well together.
But that's why we were talking about it, because they're remaking it with Kevin Hart and Will Smith.
What? Yeah,
that's a legitimate thing. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is getting a remake with Will Smith and Kevin Hart.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Oh my god!
I know exactly. That's why That's why we were trying to figure out a better duo.
Listen, I love fucking Kevin Hart, but there's some movies like, what character is Kevin Hart going to be? I'm not going to take him seriously if he's supposed to be the straight man, and if he's like the one with his life life not figured out. Oh man, I don't know.
He's gonna have.
I don't have a lot of faith in that one.
No. I love Kevin Hart. I think Will Smith's an amazing actor, and he can do comedy. But it's just to me, I think it's going to be destined to fail.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's a bad idea.
I'll watch it, of course. But
me too.
But
so we can shit on it on this podcast,
exactly. But being the huge Planes, Trains, and Automobiles fan I have been since I was a kid, I just don't see myself liking it.
Yeah, it's going to be hard going into that movie thinking anything other than, like, why am I watching this?
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Yeah, no, that movie is one of my favorites. Probably top 10 movies of all time, not even just, like, favorite holiday movies. And for them to remake it is just, like, stop remaking good movies. It pisses me off.
Well, yeah. I went to my probably last concert of the year last night, or Saturday night.
In November, he says.
Yes.
The end of November, yeah.
There is time.
I'm taking 1 month off, boys.
I'm taking 1 month off, and then January. No.
Yeah, January, I think right now we have 7 concerts lined up. I hate music.
The guy that hates talking about music has seen the most concerts. It's fucking asinine.
And the concert, by the way, I don't really want to talk about it.
Corey's that guy like in the memes, like the one guy watching The Office on his phone at the concert.
Yeah.
Like, why are you even here?
No, but Pierce the Veil was fucking phenomenal on stage.
But that was a great concert.
But the band that went up before them is like a mishmash of different bands coming together, My Chemical Romance and all kinds of different bands that have different members. They're called LS Dunes. They were terrible.
LS Dunes?
Fucking terrible.
Were people booing them?
They weren't clapping very hard, just everybody on the floor because they were drinking and mosh pitting.
Yeah, right, of course.
Everybody in the seats, I was just looking around, everybody was like, okay.
They purposely made their acronym LSD.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that, but
jackasses.
Just not good. His voice was just ear-piercingly annoying. Half the time his mic wasn't working and the sound guy was not doing his job. The band was not in sync. I don't know if they couldn't hear each other or what, but it was just bad.
Hmm.
And we were like all paranoid because what if they fucked up the sound for Pierce the Veil is next? Like, what if they fucked up the sound and now this show's going to suck? And it was really good. They were really good. They played my favorite song last.
If those dudes fucked up the set for like the main attraction, they'd probably never be working again. Yeah. So thank God they didn't mess up the sound.
Yeah.
Were they like, what the hell? Who would you say they were called?
Pierce the Veil.
No, I know them. Oh. The opening.
LS Dunes.
LS Dunes. Jesus Christ.
That's LS Dunes, man.
I've heard worse names.
The band before them was called Dayseeker. They were really good.
Okay, Dayseeker.
And we weren't there for the band before it.
Did Mac and Charlie and Frank's band play the Chemical Toilet?
Yeah.
Or the Pecan Sandies. No, Frank, we're not naming our band after a cookie. God
damn it, Frank.
No, it has a double meaning, like sexual.
Hey, I saw a concert this year. I went and saw Pink a couple weeks ago. It was pretty fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who did you see?
I'm actually kind of jealous of Pink. That. I like her a lot.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Dude, it was probably one of the best concerts I've been to.
I thought you said you went to see Pink Floyd.
Yeah. You would never hear me say I went to see Pink Floyd.
They did the Prism tour.
Roger. Yeah, Roger Waters is out of his fucking mind.
My in-laws did go see Roger Waters earlier this summer, though.
Yeah, I know. He was around. He was in Pittsburgh.
He was in Pittsburgh, yeah.
Was he out of his fucking mind?
He's expensive as hell, though. I'd love to see him, but like not for what they're asking.
Well, the seats we got.
Her parents constantly show me ticket stubs from, they've been to thousands of concerts. They have books full of ticket stubs. They always show us like Pink Floyd tickets for like $5, $10 right up front.
My God.
Like it used to be just $10 you go see your favorite band play.
Those were the days. Yeah,
exactly. So now every time they go to a concert, they're like, it costs what?
I don't want to talk about the money I spent to go see Pink.
Yeah, I know. What we spent this weekend was unbelievable considering Christmas is next month.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then we were at Cracker Barrel.
That kind of stuff. He's not a father.
Yeah, exactly. We were at Cracker Barrel eating the next day. We were walking through the store waiting for our table to be ready. And Jaden picks up a $30 Pokemon plushie and goes, can I get this? I'm like, are you out of your fucking mind? We just spent over $300 for you to see this concert, stayed at a hotel, got food. You are not getting a goddamn plushie.
Can I have this, please?
So what the fuck's wrong with you? Just put it down your pants.
Yeah, exactly.
If you want something in life, you take it.
Did you not learn anything?
Adrian, your name's still Hockey Pads?
Yeah, I forgot to change it.
Adrian's so uninterested in this movie, he just kept his name Hockey Pads.
I was going to be... I have his name wrote down somewhere, fucking Triple H's characters. It's so weird.
Jarko Grinwald.
Sounds like a Harry Potter character.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I've seen this movie enough times. You could say any character, I'd tell you their name.
Okay, what about that vampire that he kills in his car at the beginning during the car chase?
I don't fucking know what that character's name is. He doesn't say it.
I'm Mike. I know every character.
I know all of them. Here. Give
main
me a vampire.
Characters, okay.
He was a main character. He died.
He died.
He got killed by the main vampire hunter.
Oh, wait. Shit. What's his name?
The only reason that one popped into my head first was because he kind of looks like Patrick Dempsey from Grey's Anatomy. Uh-huh. Like when he went through the window, I'm like, is that fucking Patrick Dempsey? I had to go look it up. It's not, but I was like, the sexiest man alive was in Blade Trinity.
You know what's really funny is
Detective Mark from Scream 3.
Exactly. We started watching House in the first season of House. The guy who plays Dracula in Blade Trinity, he's one of the characters in, I think it's episode 7 of season 1 of House. I was like, when I first saw him, I'm like, why does that guy look familiar? Because he looks super young. And I'm like, who the fuck is that? And then I'm like, Dominic Percival.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's fucking Heatwave from Flash.
I knew you were gonna say Flash. Bingo card. I thought it would. I thought it'd wait till the episode, but
yeah, Mike, Jesus, you're starting our bingo card already in the pre-show? He talked about Buffy too.
That's the funny. Oh my god, he did. That's the funny thing about these doctor shows is even Scrubs actually, they tend to have a weird like really famous people cameos for one episode. I don't know why it is with doctor shows, but it always happens. Like ER had a bunch of them. Grey's Anatomy has a ton of them. Which one were you just talking about?
House.
House had a bunch of them. Scrubs had a bunch of them. It's weird. Yeah. I don't know
I was scrolling through the episode list on Hulu and the later seasons, every episode's like special guest star, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
I don't know what it is. Plus everybody wanted to work with Hugh Laurie in House because he was very intriguing.
That's just phenomenal. I understand, I know, Adrian, you don't like crime procedures. And, you know, I know that, shows like that are kind of the same formula.
I think House is one I would like if I watch
it.
Oh,
it's just, probably. Dude, because House is such an asshole.
He's a sarcastic asshole, perfect. So he's fun to watch.
I know, like, just from seeing, like, short shit on YouTube and stuff, I know I would love House. I know I would, like, the character.
Plus, he goes through a lot of crazy shit. Like,
it's something I'll definitely watch one day.
Demons.
I've only ever watched it the whole way through once, so this is my second time watching
guys,
it.
Guys, there's too much fucking content.
It's true.
That's why we do a pop culture podcast.
there's too much, guys. I'm going to say it. There's too much pop culture.
There's actually an episode of Big Bang Theory that we just saw the other day, and they're all sitting at a table trying to figure out what to talk about. Yeah. And he goes, did you see On Walking Dead? And he goes, wait, I'm 4 episodes behind. The other guy's going, how about Stargate? 2 episodes behind.
That's a good bit.
They can't figure out what to talk about because everybody's behind.
Right. Everyone's so behind much. On something.
Yeah.
That sounds like us.
That's a pretty good bit.
Yeah.
Speaking of, before we, we'll talk about this real quick last. I have now made it to where Miles helped Felicia escape to Paris in Spider-Man 2.
Oh, that was a cool segment, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
It's really fucking cool. I brought this up to Adrian. Like, what happens if you fail in the Antarctica part? Are you stuck in Antarctica?
That would be awesome.
Well, it would suck.
Although,
because
there's not much you could really swing from it.
Nothing. Yeah, exactly. Spider webs aren't going to stick to ice. You're fucked.
Yeah, because like Miles said, A, he didn't bring his jacket, and B, yeah, you have like nothing to swing on, so how the fuck do you get out of Antarctica? Or the Arctic, wherever.
You're going to have to ride a walrus back to New York.
Miles just coming in on a fucking wall.
If I might be wrong about this, I don't know if I am, but I think spiders are also warm-blooded, so he'd freeze pretty fast.
Now you got me. Hold on.
Yeah, Google Pete, that, because I'm pretty sure they aren't cold-blooded. So.
Pete would see fucking Miles coming in on a wall or something. He'd be like, even for me, man, that's weird.
And then the walrus jumps out. I am walrus, man. I work with the Avengers. I brought him here.
Without spoiling story stuff. Mike, first reveal what you
spiders
found.
Spiders are cold-blooded because of their inability to regulate body temperature.
Oh, well then.
They're perfectly capable of staying outside on their own. Around here, they have sort of an antifreeze in their blood so they can survive in temperatures in the low 20s without freezing and dying.
Corey, your thought process was right. I think you said warm-blooded and you meant cold-blooded.
I meant cold-blooded when I said that, yeah. Like,
I saw the pistons firing in your head. You just said
so depending on what time of year it was when he went into Antarctica, he could survive.
He might survive, and that's why I went with the whole surfing on the manatee thing, because it could work.
Mike, it's weird you said that, because without spoiling in a couple missions, well, you ride a walrus.
Didn't want to have to tell you that.
That's where Spider-Man 2 really turns.
That's where it really turns.
But Mike, that being said, you're not very far into the game. Hurry the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah, right. What the hell?
It's so hard. I played for like 6 hours the other day, and all I did, I managed to do one main mission.
I know,
like,
there's
well,
so
stop
much.
Doing,
fuck!
Stop doing all the extra stuff.
Yeah, I'm like,
every time you're swinging by something, you're like, oh, I'm doing it.
Yeah,
I'm doing it.
It's just not in my blood. Like, as soon, like, I do this thing where like I'm heading to the main mission, but anything that's in the way on the way there, I stop and do it.
You're like, well, I could take this photo. I could do this mysterio. Yeah. I could do that. I could
exactly.
And then
I mean,
half an hour into
sure
doing
I've already
extra
got
missions,
all this.
Half an hour into doing extra missions, you're going the complete wrong way. You're like, oh, I got this over here. I can do this.
Yeah. You're like, wait, my main mission's now across the whole fucking city.
I'm pretty sure I've almost completed all the goddamn sand crystals for Marco.
That's
they're
very
like, they're like, oh, he's doing so much better now. You're doing great job.
That's like, very it's very Amadeus Arkham of them. Like how in the Arkham games you slowly reveal the story of Arkham. That's kind of like what they did with Marco.
Yeah, I feel like these games did take a lot of inspiration from the Arkham games.
Oh, for 100%, yeah.
Well, Arkham finally did it right, superhero games, so all other superhero games should kind of copy it.
For sure.
We'll talk about it on our next episode, but I do want to say I think that the swinging dynamic in this game is not as good as the first one.
Not
you
as good.
I think you get hung up on a lot more shit than you used to. I've had situations where like my swinging has been interrupted stupidly that it didn't in the first game, and I'm like, what the fuck?
there are weird things in the game, like I bugged out quite a few times and had to restart from last checkpoint.
Yeah, I've done that.
My issues weren't really with the swinging, though. Like, it never really happened during swinging. It was just, like, weird moments, like getting stuck in a wall or, like, getting...
No,
like,
just
squeezing into a space that I don't think you're supposed to be in the game. What? Like, so you're inside this tiny little space and you can't get out. Like, I broke the game.
Like a kid trapped a spider and was just toying with it.
Whoa.
Ooh.
He just blew my fucking mind.
But there are moments like, you know, like in the first game, like if you just came this close to hitting something, you were still fine. But
yeah.
In this game, if you come this close to hitting something, you fucking hit it. And then you're like, oh shit, I got fucked up.
You turn into what a voice Pee Wee Herman.
I'm going to hit this wall.
Pee Wee Herman plays Spider-Man too.
Also, I'm coming for some reason. Right. Sorry, he's just always coming.
He is.
I mean, it's true.
I have to jerk off to this game. Goodbye, everybody. Well, that's going to do it for this little bonus of us just being us. I'm sure there will be lots more of this in the future. We don't stay focused. We have a Patreon now, and for as little as $1 a month, you can help us keep the lights on over here and do interesting and fun things for all of you. You get access to our members-only Discord. Once a month, we put out a poll so you can vote what movie we watch, and we're even thinking about doing some movie commentaries in the near future. If any of that interests you, you can head on over to patreon.com/cultureshockpodcast to see all the benefits you can get. If you'd like to see any more of Adrian's shenanigans, you can head on over to YouTube and watch all of his movie reviews and tier lists. That's at youtube.com/BakerReviews. youtube.com/BakerReviews. And if you'd like to follow us on all the socials, on Facebook, it's Culture Shock Podcast. On Instagram, it's CultureShock21. On TikTok, it's CSPodcast21. And on Twitter, X, where I spend most of my time, it's also CSPodcast21. And as always, thanks for listening. Thank you.